It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Halloween! I can't believe we've made it to the 31st of October and not once during the month of October did we do any ghost stories. That's like a tradition we do.
We forgot this year. We did a lot last year. So is it time on Halloween?
I think so. Because you're still on the fence about ghosts, even after our big ghost hunt last year.
I don't really believe in them. I try to believe in them, but I haven't seen like enough evidence to firmly say I'm a believer in ghosts.
Not even ghost hunting when everything was going crazy inside the mortuary in Riverside.
I want to see a ghost. I want it to speak to me, or I want to hear something that I cannot explain that defies logic. That's what I want. I need irrefutable evidence. I'm one of those people.
Okay. Well, there are a lot of haunted or supposedly haunted places here in the Inland Empire. Some of them might be your personal house. There's stories about the Mission Inn, yep. Evergreen Cemetery. So if you have a ghost story, now would be a great time to share it.
Yeah. Make me a believer. Give us a call or send us a text and share your ghost story. 888-431-3764. Happy Halloween and make me a believer. Make me a believer in ghosts, that is, because I've never had an experience with them and I need to see it myself or hear something that I can't actually dispute. So this is your chance to share ghost stories this year, Kelly.
All right, Jeffrey and San Bernardino, you have a ghost story. Let's hear it.
Okay, well, one time we were up in Agua Mansa Cemetery. We were partying up there. We were having a few beers, me and a couple of the guys. We were hanging out, you know, we were trying to test everything. And we saw this shadow figure come walking through the trees. And then it got brighter and brighter, and then it walked towards us, and we freaked the heck out. We jumped up. We left our beer. We left everything. That thing came walking right towards us, and we could see through it. It was, like, glowing. It was white. It was creepy. The wind got cold. We got cold. We hauled butt to our truck, got in the truck, and we hauled. We got out of there.
Okay, how drunk were you, though? Because you did say you were drinking, so let's just clarify.
We had barely got there. We barely cracked open the 12-pack. We all grabbed our first Budweiser. We were like, yeah, okay, we're going to have a beer, sit up here on the tailgate. No, that did not happen.
How many friends were with you?
There was 4 of us.
And they would all say the same thing?
Yeah, we all saw the same thing. All of us, to this day, we're all high school buddies, to this day. You cannot get me back in Agua Mansa Cemetery. Right there in Colton, you will not get me back there, ever.
Oh, it's down the street in Colton. Guy, maybe you should have to go take a little field trip.
I don't want to go there, not for ghosts, but for other reasons.
Hey, if you look up Agua Mansa Cemetery on the internet, that place has history.
Well, you want to be a believer.
I'll look it up. I'll go.
You looking it up says nothing. You go there. Maybe you can experience what Jeffrey experienced.
I'll go. I'll give it a go. I want to be a believer.
All right. If you have a ghost story for Guy, we're trying to make him a believer on Halloween. We want to hear from you. You can call or text us 888-431-3764.
I want to hear your best stories.
All right, Melissa and Hemet, let's hear your ghost story.
So in high school, I had this rocking chair we inherited that was in my room, and we had a crochet blanket that used to lay over it. And one night, I kind of rolled over in bed and noticed the rocking chair was moving, and I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of odd. At a closer look, I realized the blanket was moving like it was being made. And it was actually the afghan that my great-grandmother had crocheted for, like, all the babies in our family. And so, needless to say, that rocking chair does not live in my home anymore.
No, girl, I would have got rid of it, too.
I would have broken that thing.
No, we still have it. And at some point, it might make its way back. And it wasn't really, like, a scary ghost. It felt like it was my grandmother that was kind of just perpetually there making the blanket for us.
See, and that's what I was wondering. Okay, if it was grandma there, does it make it almost comforting, or is it still kind of freaky?
I wasn't scared, but it definitely has sat with me. Like, it happened when I was in high school, and I'm like, that chair doesn't come in my home. That's a piece of furniture I don't want to inherit.
Neither would I.
Okay, she said that story stuck with her. There is a ghost story that has stuck with me since we started doing this years ago. Can I share with you the story of Annabelle?
Of course.
Okay.
Annabelle.
This was a call we received probably 7-8 years ago. Take a listen to this.
About 9 years ago, we bought a house up here in Riverside, 2-3 blocks from the Evergreen Cemetery. Our daughter was 2, and she was always playing by herself, and we never thought anything of it. She got older, 3, 4, 5, then she started talking to her little imaginary friend, Annabelle. So one day we're driving and she points to Evergreen Cemetery and she goes, Mommy, that's where Annabelle lives. And I looked at her and I go, how old is Annabelle? She goes, I think she said 11. So about 2 weeks later, Annabelle was doing all kinds of things. The doorbell would start ringing. The CD player would go on in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. One day, I said, okay, I'm going to figure this out. What's really going on here? I went to the little office at Evergreen Cemetery, and I asked them if they could do a lookup. I need to know if there's a female child named Annabelle who's buried here, and she was 11 years old. They go, oh, we've got it all on computer now. She goes, oh, look. Annabelle Haskins, she was 11. She died in 1926. I said, can you show me where she's buried? They have the groundskeeper take me over there and they go, well, she doesn't have a marker.
Oh.
But where they took me was exactly where Beau pointed and said, that's where Annabelle lives.
What?
Yeah, there's no logical explanation for that. That's some sixth sense stuff.
Yes!
That's really, really weird. Did that one get you?
That I'm telling you, that one stuck. That call is years old. It might even be 10 years old, but I saved it because I remember when she called, the goosebumps that I got, and I was like,
I just got goosebumps.
No, that's freaky.
I want to go to that cemetery and see if that's all true. I want to do a follow-up on that.
Annabelle Haskins.
Stop,
like, any name. Like, really, she could be Jennifer. Why is it got to be Annabelle?
That kid needs some major saging or therapy or something. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.